This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish right to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15.
NordVPN, our premier VPN provider. Get advanced security, internet freedom, complete privacy. Save 58% off the one-year plan with code STRONG1.
Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save $49 off all VPS plans with code BINGO49. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need to buy. Get $100 off with code GWFIT100. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 468.
468!
Name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I missed that.
Yes, I do too.
I don't like it.
Says hello. He's crawling around. So, this is the new normal we have for our broadcast. We are broadcasting in quarantine from each other.
Live from Budokai.
Yes.
Or somewhere.
It's a very strange feeling not to be in the same room doing this with you.
Yeah. I'd say right now, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Because you know what? One, I like to have some personal contact and some engagement. And two, this chair I'm sitting in is uncomfortable as fuck.
That was mine. I got a wood chair. I feel like you want to know you could hit me in case you need to.
I can see you, but I can't touch you. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, the new norm. It's kind of crazy. I don't know how long this is going to go on for, but we figured we'd be safe and keep distance. And then hopefully in a couple of weeks, we'll get back to business as usual.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
3 weeks, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say because it seems like there's a lot of shenanigans out on the internet. And it doesn't seem like our president is always the most helpful of people. I sent you that clip of what I wish he would say.
Yes.
The Pulp Fiction. Ben Rames.
Sending the wolf.
Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. I'm sending the wolf. I'm like, yeah, that's what we need right now. Somebody, right?
Who is our wolf? I do not know.
I don't know. I need a voice of reason. Just calm the people. I mean, I think what we need to do, too, is just not look at the news so much. Because I think it's not healthy. Well, I'm not trying to go 1 hour a day. And that's it.
An hour's a lot. Yeah. Well, a week ago, over the weekend, I was freaking out and I was looking at the news constantly and I realized that it was not healthy. So I think making some kind of plan and looking at it only every once in a while is a good move. And go about business and get outside because being indoors is stressful.
Especially yeah. When
you have a bunch of people living together, stuck together, that are normally out doing things.
Yeah, they have two high school girls. So one a senior and one a freshman, both trying to do their homework from home, and we're like, and then they told the school told them something stupid.
Pat.
Hey, what's happening?
he's like, why are you picking me up? He doesn't like to be picked up.
Like, no reason. The school told them, your grades will not go down, they can only go up. So that's the dumbest shit to tell someone, because how hard are you gonna work then?
I'm not working at all, Matt. Basically,
it's
video games from here on out.
Yeah, it's like, what happens if you don't even go back? That's the fucked up thing. Like, what if you don't go back to school?
We'll see. Some states have canceled it already, and other states haven't. But what I'm concerned about is what's going to happen with the UFC, because there's been a lot of shaking and moving the last week or so. Dana White really, really firm on, we're going to have events, and then we're going to cancel a bunch of events. And UFC 249 is even up in question right now. It sounds like we're not sure if it's going to happen.
Well, he seemed pretty confident. Like, what did he say? Well, I showed you the pictures, and somehow I'll figure out how to post them, where it's Dana White with the coronavirus edition, Dana White looking for a venue, and then he posted the one. We'll see if I can... of like where it could potentially happen, and let's see if this will show up for you.
On the moon.
Fucking outer space, yeah.
Yes.
So, like, for UFC 249, he's saying, don't worry, it'll get done. And then the other picture he posted was this one of, like, I don't know if you see it, Ferguson and fucking Habib.
Yeah.
Done. This is only, what, the fourth or fifth time, but... Where do you think that one's going to happen?
Well, he said it's a done deal at an undisclosed location. I'm guessing it's not going to be in the United States. So probably some weird country like Uzbekistan or something.
Maybe I'd like to see it happen on a boat. I want it on a Trump boat. So I want to see Trump boat lose their shit if he did that.
If one person gets coronavirus on the boat, they're all fucked. There's a bunch of like boats out to sea that they won't let dock, like cruise ships.
Really?
Yeah, because wow. they can't dock at any port. Nobody wants them.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but you should be able to at least dock, and then people could load you supplies and maybe send a real doc out, like a doctor to help.
Right? A doctor? Yeah, a doctor and a doc? That's
crazy. Yeah. And then, what else? So, you remember last week, I was kind of railing the MMA media, talking about like how much fucking pussies they were, but I wanted to read to you what Dana White was saying and get your feedback. So he was saying, he's like, think about this. Go online and look at some of these people. And this isn't a knock. This is just a fact. The weakest, wimpiest people on earth cover the biggest, baddest sport on earth. What do you expect them to say? What do you think they're going to say? I have over 350 employees who work for me. Multi-billion dollar companies are laying off all their employees right now. We haven't laid off one person at the UFC. And every fighter that fights for me will fight three times this year. Our schedule will go on. Everybody's going to get paid, and we will figure this out. And we'll be the first sport back on. And fuck that shit. Everything will go on.
I like it. I like it a lot. I think that's a businessman right there who gets it. Yeah. I think the president kind of said something similar today, like, hey, man, we got to get back to work. This is a country of working people. So I like that attitude. The problem is that if this keeps spreading and fighters start getting sick, how is that going to affect future cards, you know? And right. What if you got a guy on a card that has this coronavirus and all of a sudden it infects everybody on the card? So that's a tough one. And then he's going to get a lot of heat for that. So I don't know.
Maybe. I would just say that guy had it before he came. I had nothing to do with that. I think they all had it before they came. I assume no responsibility.
Yeah. Deny, 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 right?
Yeah, it's never my fault. It's all your guys' fault. You're the fighters. You guys are dirty with all your staph infections, your ringworms, and your bullshit.
Well, there's another question for you. I wonder if professional athletes, like fighters especially, who are cutting weight and training so rigorously all the time, are they more susceptible, do you think, to catching this?
I would think so, because when you're cutting weight, and some of these fuckers, you know, they're cutting 20 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to be – your immune system's not going to be 100%. You're going to be compromised. So maybe you just put these fuckers in a bubble. I don't know. I know I'm thinking about Habib and AKA, and they said AKA is closed for 22 hours a day, except for the 2 hours it's Habib time. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know, because even like both those guys, how the fuck is Habib and Tony staying in fight shape if their fight even happens, you know, middle of April?
Yeah.
What's the quality of their training right now?
Well, maybe they'll be equally shitty. So
right. But I think this actually favors Ferguson.
It does. Because
he's the weirder trainer of the guys. You saw it last week, right? We're showing a video of him fighting a fucking leather file cabinet and all the other weirdo shit he's doing. Mm-hmm. I think Khabib needs more contact with people, and he's probably more susceptible to get something, because I think they said he may be in Russia. I don't know. Or now he's in the United States, but he was in Russia for a while. But I don't even know what the safest country is right now, you know, from an MMA training standpoint.
Yeah, probably some third world place where nobody ever travels to, where the virus doesn't hit. Like
really off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to UFC 249, I heard one rumor is they may do it in Florida.
Really? Why?
Because I think that's where they had some other weirdo MMA event with no fans in attendance.
I see.
And it's fucking Florida. Like, we're the land of the fucking weirdos, right?
Yes.
Anything goes over there. And they don't give a fuck. They had all those spring breakers, right? I think the governor told them all, hey, you guys probably want to stay home. And like, fuck, yeah. It was spring break. We're not going to get it. And like, oh, okay, that sounds like a good plan. So.
Yeah, I think they found that some people that were on that spring break have it and went back to their respective schools and started transmitting it around.
Great.
So I don't know. The other thing, too, is it sounds like the Nevada Athletic Commission canceled their conference, right, for this week. It was supposed to happen tomorrow or Wednesday.
Today is the 24th. That's the other problem with this. It's even worse. Like, I have no idea what day it is anymore.
Even more so than before.
Right. It's everybody's home. Like, I got my wife's home. Both my kids are home. Oh, what the fuck? What day is it? I have no idea because I always treat every day the same. But now it's even worse because everybody's here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they're canceling that on the 26th. I heard hissing. Is your cat hissing at you?
Ah, he's making weird noises. I think he likes the sound of your voice.
Uh-oh. She's getting off in the corner. He's
like, wow, look at that.
Some catnip, make him trip balls.
I just give my cat weed, Matt. He doesn't. He's old school.
It's edible, like, or you just blow it in his face?
Just blow it in his face. Fuck that cat. Good. Fuck that catnip. Give me the real shit.
Hey, I'm the real deal. No pussy. I'm no MMA medias. All right.
That's right. What else?
But with that cancellation of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, it's weird. I really don't know when the next fight's going to be. Like, that's the big question here.
I think we're going to have the Khabib fight probably. I wonder if that'll be the only fight on that card, and then we won't have an event till end of May or June.
And if they – so here's the question. If they do just the one fight, what do you think that's worth? Because I don't think you can charge the 64 or 69, whatever the fuck they charge. What can you charge for one fight?
I think they should do it free. And sell the ad space. It'll be the most watched event in all of sports, probably. There's nothing else.
Only thing. I turned on SportsCenter. It's so fucking depressing because I don't even know what they're talking about. And then all these guys that are, like, professional sports writers, they're covering the sports. Like, no one knows what to fucking do right now. What do you cover? No. There's no fucking sports. They're like, let's watch some old games and comment on old games. What? Like, this is so sad. Like, fuck, man.
We are very dependent on live entertainment, and now there is none. Well, I'll tell you, though, there's a lot. There's, if you're into music, there's a ton of cool shit on Instagram. Like, bands are putting out, like, concerts from their house and stuff. And there's people who are figuring out a way to get, like, Bud Light to sponsor, like, their in-house half-hour show and shit. So it's kind of cool to see, like, how the world has just moved everything online. And
hopefully the internet stays up. That's the amazing thing. Like, I was expecting more disruptions. I know we saw a little bit with Xbox initially. Like, it hasn't been bad. And you got to think about how many people are streaming shit right now. Good God, the amount of downloads. I would like to see, like, what the usage stats are right now on everything.
Pornhub probably has 100 million viewers a day. 10 million.
100 million and one.
Okay.
On record.
Nice.
So
40 gigs of your daily streaming is Pornhub.
Try it not to.
Okay.
So I know a lot of fighters are struggling right now to get paid, right? Because one, I don't know if the UFC is paying anybody. Like, if you had a fight scheduled and they canceled it or postpone it, I don't know what the word is. Are they actually going to do them right and pay them like Bellator did?
Yeah.
I know Kat Zingano just said that she created a fans-only page, so she's joining Beck Rawlings and Jessica Panay or whatever, however you pronounce her last name, on a fans-only account.
Okay. So
she's charging $33.33 per month for exclusive pictures and videos.
Sweet. Are they nudes?
Not exactly.
Close.
And she just got her titties removed, too.
Oh.
So that's the one. She's got those huge scars now. So
yeah.
I'm like, I get it. Like, you got to do something to get paid. But the question is, when and who is going to be the first one to cross the line into, like, the cam girl slash porn side of this?
I don't know.
Because that's
a good question.
You can't survive. Like, you know, I think back to, I'm really thinking about Heather Heat Hardy, who's the Bellator fighter. Mm-hmm. She's a single mother, obviously not fighting Bellator, can't personal train everybody or anybody because the gyms are closed. So how do you make money? What do you do now?
Shake it, man. Same way I'm going to make money if this all burns down. I'm going to be on the pole, baby.
Right. Like, I got no problem with that. Like, I 33 a month seems a little steep.
Yeah. You're going to come visit me and throw dollars?
Yeah. Virtual dollars. Like, I'm going to make it rain, bitch.
Yes. Thank you.
So, I don't know. It's kind of fucked up, but – or maybe they just do personalized porn videos. I don't know. Get creative. Not that that's what you want to do, but people would pay big bucks, right?
You gotta eat, man.
It's true.
All right.
Are you drinking urine over there? What are you drinking?
No, this is Pseudo Sue. It's a IPA. Looks like urine. My iPad wants to know if I would like to let me use my current location. I feel like somebody's watching me or something.
Weird. They're always watching you. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Do you have no privacy?
Privacy, man. I have lots of privacy.
Yeah, in perpetuity. You got any other news?
I do. Okay, so Paige VanZant says she's ready to freaking go after having her cast removed from her arm and she wants to start fighting again. She's had a couple of injuries to that same arm, so I don't know, you know, how that's going to fare for her. But
well, I feel like she's got a few more months to wait for that.
It's a good time to announce that you want to fight when there are no fights. Convenient, isn't it?
I thought she had like one fight left on her contract too.
Yeah, I think so. Sounds right. One or two.
Yeah.
Yep.
So like that, and that's the one girl that everyone keeps saying, like, if anybody's going to do porn, that's going to be the first one to hit it.
Maybe.
But
Dancing with the Stars, Diva. Didn't she win or something? She win?
No. For what?
Dancing with the Stars? No, mm-hmm. She was on the show.
No, she went deep in it. She might have been number two.
Yeah, she's close.
Yeah. It's weird. I want to see her do something. I'll just say that. I almost feel like she's Gegard Mousasi. I want to see her fucking, fighting, training. I don't know. Something like that.
And eating.
Right. 24/7. Yeah. I feel like I've been cooped up too much. I feel like I'm getting stir crazy.
It's getting weird, huh?
A little bit.
You need to go outside for a minute.
I went outside for a whole bunch of minutes today.
Okay.
Here, I'll give you the MMA chick pick of the week. Chick pick of the week.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Okay.
There's two to choose from. You can pick. This is Katrina Lehner. She says she's coronavirus negative, type 2 diabetes positive. We'll see.
Oh, good Lord. I like the hairnet, whatever she's got going on. That's nice.
We'll tell. I think she's
very domestic.
Or you can have Valerie Loretta hanging out on the beach.
I like the first one.
I agree.
It looks like wife material, Matt.
Yeah. Not in the market, but I like that.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Okay.
Next read.
Sliding out of that one.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a sip. I don't know. You got any other canoes?
Conor McGregor. So they he's opening up as a sizable favorite against Justin Gaethje at -180, +155. You think that's fair?
No, I think that's a flip 'em, or it's a 50-50.
Like zero, which zero,
Gaethje
huh?
was? What was Gaethje's?
+155.
I would probably take a chance and bet on Gaethje just because he's not that he's stupid, but he's willing to take two to give one.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take a lot of punishment. I mean, Conor does hit hard, but I like Gaethje because think about the leg kicks. The question is, can he land on Conor? You know.
I don't think he can, but
because Conor is pretty good at moving in and out and controlling the distance, but Gaethje will just walk in on you and walk you down.
Yes.
I think it's a 50-50. I kind of favor Gaethje a little. Maybe 55-45, I think, is right to Gaethje, but who knows?
Yeah.
Twitter always surprises everyone. You know, you knock out Jose Aldo in 13 seconds and call. Yeah, I'm going to
watch that again. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
No one saw that coming.
No.
Including Jose Aldo.
No. He finally got back to form, but he had to go down a weight class to do it.
Yeah.
And I think Conor just like chastised the whole country of Ireland, telling them they need to shut down.
Oh, for coronavirus. Yeah. But his grandma died or something, right? But not from coronavirus.
I don't know. That's news to me.
Somebody died in his family.
So maybe that's why he seemed pretty agitated when he was talking about it.
Like drunk.
Maybe. And someone posted something, I don't know if I can find it, that they showed a picture of him where he's in handcuffs saying that he was pissed off that people weren't panic buying the fucking proper 12 whiskeys.
Panic buying whiskey. Come on now.
You go to the stores. I went to the store recently, and 2 weeks ago I went to a Walmart just to see, or maybe it was a week and a half ago, just to see what it looked like. And like the water aisle was gone, the soup aisle was gone, the cleaning supply aisle was gone.
Yeah.
And then I went to a Walgreens and they were fully stocked. Oh, and the medicine was all gone from Walmart.
Yeah, people are freaking out about all this. I don't think it's really necessary. We're going to be all right. You know?
No, I know. And then I was telling you, like, before we started, that I went to, or I did a Whole Foods order because I wanted to see if I could order a bunch of shit and if it would come. So I checked and they said they had a delivery available, put a bunch of shit in my cart, then went to checkout, no delivery available, refresh, refresh, refresh. Then, oh, you can have a free delivery from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's fucking weird, but okay. And they actually delivered it early. They missed about $26 in fresh fruits and or vegetables, but I got $88 worth of flushable butt wipes, so I'm good to go.
You're doing a lot of shitting, Matt.
I shit 3 times a day, and I prefer to have a fucking flushable wipe after each of those shits.
You realize that this is a respiratory virus, right? Not a shitting virus.
Yeah. I gotta have my wipes. I don't feel right. Or else I'm gonna take like 8 showers a day if I don't have wipes.
Okay.
It's not gonna be
right. You like a clean asshole. I get it.
I do. And
I know now what to get you for your birthday this year, a bidet.
Well, I'm trying to sell my wife on that. It's a no-go. No-go out of a bidet.
If I buy it for you, then it's not your fault. They can blame me.
They're cheap as fuck. They're like, I saw them on Amazon. They're $60. I remember when we were in Vegas for like the CES or the Comdexes back in the day, and they'd put us up in these stupid fucking huge suites and Caesars and have like 2 bathrooms and one of them had a bidet. I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever felt.
Yes.
Like, don't we have one everywhere? Oh,
they do in Europe, but you know, it's not that popular here, but it's in Asia. It's catching on.
Yeah. I think there should be more of those.
I agree. So how's it going over there?
What's that?
I said, how's it going over there?
It's weird.
Like, you're almost there, but not really.
Right. I almost can see you. You're right here, but not.
Yeah.
Talking to a flat screen. And my other computer keeps wanting to shut off over there.
Yes. You got any more news?
No, I'm into like tweet of the week. I have 4 options for you.
All right.
The first one is from the Strangle Squad. Oh, I should just bend this the other way. I forget I can do that. He says, man, I hope Rockhold doesn't have corona because he's looking fucking sick. And he's fucking shredding that skateboard on a ramp.
Nice.
That's number one. Or Barstool Sports says, Portland strip club starts Boober Eats, the food delivery service featuring dancers bringing food directly to your door.
That's, I guess, okay. I mean, if you want to make something dirtier than it already is, like, you already have to worry about coronavirus. What other kind of virus are we going to get from this kind of delivery service?
The HIV! Alexis the Stampede. Oh, Jesus. She said, if her pussies smell like fruits and flowers, she sprays some shit on it because real pussy smells like the heat coming from the back of a PlayStation 4.
Okay.
And number four, Edgar Allan Ho on Twitter. She says, holy fuck, my professor just emailed me saying I should self-isolate due to potential exposure because coronavirus is more dangerous in people with extraordinarily fat super soaker pussies.
What the?
I don't write them. I just read them.
Okay. That's, how do you find that, Matt? That's pretty exciting.
It's on our Twitter feed.
On our? Okay.
But I think it's also, it's like people you follow, if they like something, it shows up on the feed. So.
Oh, I see. We should follow President Trump and like.
I blocked him.
Rope him into some shit.
I don't want to see anything that guy has to say. I'm out. So which one do you like? Who's going to win this week? Duke Rockhold, Boober Eats, PS4, Pussy Stink.
I like PS4. That's a good
one. Soaker. Okay.
PS4.
Alexis the Stampede. You win. I don't know what you win.
What does she win?
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Blowjobs?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Something like that. Got anything else? We're done? Ask the Nuts?
Ask the Nuts.
I got a whole bunch. So American Top Team, they just put in a policy to ban trash talking. And Dan Lambert said, it's gotten personal, and I think I was wrong. I think I made a mistake. I should have nipped that in the bud. And it's gotten to a point where it's trickled down. It affects coaches. It affects training partners. It affects vibes at the gym. And as a result, we've adjusted and come up with a new policy. Unless you have a bout agreement to fight someone, in which case, obviously, needs to be some promotion. There's a gag order talking about people at the gym. If that's something a fighter chooses they need to do, then they have to go and train somewhere else. So what do you think about that?
I like it.
This is all because you got to think you have Joanna Jędrzejczyk, Dustin Poirier, Colby Covington, Jorge Masvidal. Mm-hmm. I think there was like all sorts of crazy shit, you know, being talked. And I think Poirier was even threatening Colby, like, I see you in the fucking street, I'm going to beat your ass. And all of them wanted to fight Colby because he was talking shit on all of them.
Yes. I think it's a good policy. I think what happens in your home gym should stay there.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't understand why. If someone's a training partner, they're your brother, they're family.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be talking shit. You should not be fighting it. Remember back in the day when Dana White said, I don't give a fuck if you guys are training partners, you're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people did, and then some people didn't. Like John Jones fought Rashad, and
they were never friends.
Well, because Greg Jackson's, they stuck with him over, you know,
mm-hmm.
Rashad, right?
Plus, if you're really pushing each other as hard as you should be losing to each other all the time because you should be pushing each other to that point. And in order to take those risks, you're going to lose sometimes, right? It's not fair to like rub that in people's faces and talk shit about them and stuff.
No.
You know?
And then Jorge Masvidal just tweeted this out. So this policy was put out. He says, hey, fuck Kobe, the most fragile, most sensitive guy in UFC history. Can't kick me out because this rule was for fighters only, not crotch sniffers that they get their jaw broken by other crotch sniffers. American Top Team, we all know that dude is no fighter.
Bad.
Okay. I mean, the bad motherfucker's going to do what the bad motherfucker wants to do, right?
Yes, exactly. He doesn't care.
No. And then moving on to the next question. So I was listening to podcast with Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, so two professional stand-up comedians,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about how they need to be performing in front of a crowd to kind of work out, and we're going to be on a lockdown, or they're going to be on a lockdown probably for like 2 months where they can't perform in front of anybody, so they're basically going to get stale, like to the point where like if you haven't worked out in 2 months, like, just think about your body. Like, if you haven't worked out in 2 months, what happens to it? Fuck, after a week, what happens, right?
It's soft.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about this in terms of MMA. Like, what's going to be the quality of fights when the ban comes off? Because you're not getting this quality of training. You still have Habib and Ferguson training to some extent, but what about all the other fighters that may not have access to a gym, now you're in your home, and some people don't have jack shit in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the quality of fighting going to look like?
I think it's going to be bad. I think you're going to have cardio issues. You're going to have bodies that look a little different than they should. Maybe some weight issues. You know, people are going to be not as sharp, you know? So yeah. I don't know.
And then obviously USADA's can't be testing right now. So I'm saying if you're you should be doing all the fucking steroids in the world. Just do them all. You know the end date is sometime in April, right? And at least for us.
It's 2 weeks of roids. It's better than no week.
Yeah, do them all right now. You can do a 2 week, shoot them up, shoot them down.
Are they essential services, USADA? Are they not testing?
They can't. I don't think that's legal. Like, depending upon, especially like our state, you know, we're in Illinois. We're ordered to be locked down unless you're essential. And if I'm a fighter, I'm not letting a fucking person come into my house and endanger my peoples.
I agree.
Especially some of the fighters probably have, you potentially could have your parents living with you or your grandparents. No fucking way. You can't fucking come in here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then Aljamain Sterling said, I don't even have access to my gym anymore. It's been a complete ban for everyone. You guys think I'm taking a fight? Yeah. Okay. So there's the other side. You may have fighters just like, I'm not going to fucking fight, man. I haven't trained properly. So you may even have, so say you put all the cards back, call it the middle of April. People may just pull off because they don't feel comfortable with the condition they're in too.
That's why I'm thinking June, July at the earliest would be kind of what.
Unless you just, you're going to have to create some new cards maybe with guys. Like, who the fuck wants to fight? Dana White will probably do that. Who wants to be a fucking fighter and step up right now? Fuck this. It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants it? And then maybe we'll get some crazy cards with, maybe people will come out of retirement. I don't know.
Yeah, like a Tito Ortiz?
A Chuck Liddell. Chuck, what are you doing? We need you.
Yes.
I don't know. And then Ariel Helwani tweeted this one out. He says, Derek Lewis says he liked the Adesanya-Romero fight because now people can no longer say his fight against Francis Ngannou is the most boring fight of all time.
Nice.
Do you think that's right? Is which
I one? Think they're equally shitty. I don't know. It's hard to pick my favorite shitty fight, but they're pretty close.
Yeah, I think the Adesanya one almost killed me. Like that was
yeah, it did.
Because you got to think of what it followed to that Zhang versus Jędrzejczyk fight, which for women's MMA was probably the top
best fight ever.
Yeah. Because you had the parody going back and forth, and then it goes to decision.
It's like Robbie Lawler, fucking...
Roy McDonald.
Roy McDonald, that's it. Thank you.
You always brain freeze on that one.
I do. Same fight, though, on a women's card, though. Like, it was amazing.
And then you have that epic stare down between the two, too, where they're both, like, bleeding and looking at each other like, what? You want some of this? You want some of this?
Oh, Jesus. That's too close.
Too close! I just broke social distance right there.
Totally. I started to freak out for a second. I'm like, wait, we're not even in the same room.
That was aggressive. Name a fighter you would hate to be quarantined with.
Diego Sanchez.
Why? He seems like he'd be a ball of yarn.
Oh my god, he might eat me, man. He would decide that he's gonna like cut me up and have me for dinner.
I seems like a lot of fun. Who would I hate to be quarantined? Well, I'll do a flip side for you first before I answer. Name a fighter you'd like to be quarantined with.
Who would I like to be quarantined with?
Yeah.
Fucking Nate Diaz. I'm in.
Like, what? What?
I would just like to watch, like, TV with him, like, the news, and he's like, these motherfuckers. Like, I could just see, like
do a Trump press conference.
Yeah, he's like, fucking wolf tickets, bitches. I can see it.
Or it would be fun, like, watching some old fights with him.
Yeah.
Like having him like break down, like, hey man, what was happening here? Like when you're, who was that was that Kurt Pellegrino when he locks up the triangle and he like double middle fingers the crowd and like double flexes out?
Yes.
Like that kind of shit. Like, what the hell are you thinking right there? What, you know it's done?
You're just like, I'm thinking, fuck this asshole.
I'm done. I know it's over. Damn, that's cool as shit.
That'd be awesome. And so, you could train if you're quarantined. It'd be free jiu-jitsu class.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Great. For me, like, who would I hate to be quarantined with and who would I like to be quarantined with? It's the same person. It's Paige Van Zandt.
Ah, why would you hate it, though?
Because I think after a day, I feel like she'd be like, it's just quarantine.
It's quarantine, a.k.a. you're naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, that would be fine, but then I feel like it's going to get too real too fast.
All right.
And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign, let's roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Once again, I want to ask you guys some existential questions and philosophical questions. Number one, does fate exist?
Yes. I say it does.
I agree. Two, does an ideal government exist?
No.
Yeah, I don't think we have one. I think like you look at, there's pros and cons to everyone, and everyone has those. So yeah. Three, does life have a reason?
Does it have a reason? I don't know. Maybe.
It depends. The problem is nobody gives you a reason. You have to figure out what that reason is. And I think it changes, and I don't think you ever really know, do you?
No, you just do the best you can and hope you have find some. You know, if you are philosophical, since you bring up existential questions, there's a man named Viktor Frankl, who wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. He was in the concentration camps, and the whole premise of that book is basically that if man has no purpose in life, we die. So like the whole premise of that book was, is the people who survived those like concentration camps were the ones who found meaning in small things, because it allowed them to endure all that shit. And anybody who lost hope, they died. So I think that's key. So
like if you have a 2-inch cock and you find meaning in it.
Yes.
Meaning in small tings. Tings.
Tings, exactly.
I think about these tings.
I think about these things too.
All right.
You want to read the, I saw you posted on our Facebook. You want to read the season 2 episode?
Yeah, if you want, go ahead.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Since we were doing that. All right.
Great. I like
it. We have the MMA Nuts Show, season 2, episode 1, The Wild Hunt, part 3.
Oh, wait. One hand.
The episode starts with you guys and Angela
White
Castle with the crew of 5 women showing up at the door. Cyborg, Gina Carano, Paige Van Zandt, Ronda Rousey, and Valerie Lareda.
Yes.
The Wild Hunt shows up armored to the teeth. Cyborg uses a big mace. Gina Carano possesses a crossbow. Paige Van Zandt is quick with 2 short swords. Ronda Rousey excels with a long sword and shield. Valerie Lareda uses a wild whip. Angela White looks at you all and says, "All righty, my fuckboys, it's time to show what you all got." Lead the women to near camp in Orkar and eliminate the orc creatures, okay? She smiles before doing another evil laugh. You guys leave the place with Matt showing a middle finger on his way out. As you have to go to the camp, you both try to talk to the women, but they are not interested. That's bullshit.
Bitches.
This story sucks already. Upon arriving, totally unfactual.
Yeah.
Upon arriving in the camp, you both see the orcs pillaging and destroying shit. You guys raise to start attacking them, but before you guys can do anything, Cyborg is berserking her way to the camp and mauling those motherfuckers.
I gotta take a pause. You gotta give me some berserker.
Berserker! Would you like to make a fuck berserker?
Thank you.
All right. The rest of the Wild Hunt follows her and they just wreck shit up. Gina hits 3 orcs with a bolt that penetrates their head. Ooh, sounds violent.
Yeah.
Dan is really fast at going in and stabbing the orcs in the back with her short sword. Ronda Rousey commands then with leadership saying, "You're doing great, champ. More of the same." Valerie just whips them in the ass. You guys look at each other and just say together, "Fuck it," and open a pouch of beer and watch shit go down. Continue.
Well, I feel like there's going to be the biggest scissor fight in female MMA history going down. I feel like there's a lot of
scissoring.
Yeah, and Ronda Rousey kind of commanding it all.
Yeah.
And we are in awe of the situation, because when you see scissoring, you should be in awe.
And drinking beer.
Yeah, like lots of it. I'm almost finished number two.
I feel like the quarantine is making me drink more.
Yeah. Well, these are the only beers I've had. This is the only alcohol I've had since said quarantine.
Yeah. Good for you.
I'm trying to be healthier.
I wish I could say the same.
Well, I wouldn't say other substances haven't been adjusted. I think I did a week of hardcore, just a lot of weed. A lot of weed.
Okay.
The first week.
I think this quarantine is making me drink more than I normally do from the stress.
And well, I think everyone's got to find some kind of release. So I got back to working out this week because I took a week off and fasting and all that kind of shit. So
nice.
Let's do a little fuck, marry, kill. Okay. We got the celebrity edition number 83, adult adventures number 19. So first we have a little Ashley Adams.
Okay, I like that.
And then we have a Brett Rossi. I gotta get my angles right here.
That's all right. It's not bad. It looks very fake to me.
Yep. And then Dana D'Armond. And this picture is a little bit older, but
I know who that is. Yeah, I'm all over that. I'm gonna marry her.
Okay.
And kill the one in the middle and fuck the first one.
I'll strike that and reverse it. So I'll kill the one in the middle too. Marry the first one, fuck the last one.
Yeah.
Knowledge.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick a book from my bookshelf behind me that I think that I think you all should read. If you have not read this book, this is one of my favorite books. Oh, it's backwards. It's called The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho.
Oh, it's normal to me.
Is it normal? Oh, it looks backwards to me. Good. Hopefully it comes out. But if you guys have not read this book, this is a cool, easy read. It's a fun little fiction book, but it has a lot of good lessons about life in here. So might come in handy while you're quarantined.
Yeah, does it say, how do I handle said quarantine?
No, but the man on this is on this journey to find his treasure, and he loses things a bunch of times before he finally gets to his treasure. So, you
know. And he figures out the real reason.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. And then John Kavanaugh says, anyone else's WhatsApp groups totally lit these days? My mates... meme games have gone up the yin yang. Thanks for giving me the odd giggle. And let's see if I can fucking post this. It says this guy's wife has been quarantined for 14 days.
What the fuck?
I don't know happening, but
he's like, fuck so me. Happy.
I'd like to be that happy sometime.
Yeah, I love dancing. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And the last one to close it out, it's the nobody giving a fuck about the coronavirus kind of video. I got to find a little volume.
There is no virus, Matt. It's all right.
Whoa. Hang on. This is real aggressive. Wow. I got real loud real fast. And it's like sideways, so this is going to be a problem when I try to play this and post this. Whoa. What the hell is going on here?
Oh my God! Nobody gives a fuck about Corona here.
You're even sick of me!
Nobody gives a fuck about you.
You're even sick of me. I like it.
This isn't working.
Are they doing like shots off each other's asses or something?
Yeah. They're like in a line pouring beer on each other's asses, trying to drink it off of their asses.
This is happening currently?
I'm assuming this is all in Florida.
This is happening right now?
This was like 3 days ago.
It might be safe, though, because I don't think you can get coronavirus from the ass.
No, but the other guy, I forgot what he was yelling. He's like, we don't give a fuck about coronavirus, and we don't give a fuck about pink eye either. Fucking posting that, and hopefully I'll figure out a way to post that. That's a challenge. I got to figure out a better way to, like, get the videos so we can both see them at the same time. Maybe it's got to be behind. Maybe I need to hold it over my head.
I think you can do screen sharing or something on this app if you host next time. I think there's a way to do, like, screen sharing or something.
We'll figure it out. We'll get better. The first time is always going to suck. It's like the first podcast. It sucked. 2 years probably sucked.
By the time we figure this out, we're going to be back to, like...
We'll be back in the same room.
So. Yes.
That's it. We can shut it down.
All right. This has been this week's edition of Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grubbett, thanks for plans.
Shoo.